Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, we have a huge update coming out of Polk County, Florida. Polk County Citizens Defending Freedom has filed a lawsuit against the Polk County School Board. Since 2021, Polk County Citizens Defending Freedom has been battling age inappropriate material in the schools that violates Florida statutes. Polk County CDF has challenged more than 50 books that they say violate Florida statute. The Polk County School Board has failed to properly follow their own book review policy to determine the legitimacy of those challenges. The books Polk County CDF has challenged allegedly violate Florida's obscenity laws. The school district limits review and removal of books to one school per challenge, meaning that to remove one single book that violates the law, a parent has to file up to 10 challenges. I sat down with our Polk County CDF Executive Director, Robert Goodman, to discuss the case.
This morning, we filed a lawsuit against the Polk County Public School Board. After 27 months of waiting for the school board to do the right thing, we are going to hold them accountable for content in the public school libraries that have very graphic sexual content, including pedophilia, bestiality, incest, graphic rape, and more.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go ahead and go into detail surrounding the press conference that you held?
So we were going to hold a press conference outside of the courthouse as soon as we filed the paper. We had about 50 to 60 citizens who are supporting protecting minor children. These books are available to children 13 and up, I guess is when you start high school, and there's no parental permission required. So we had 50 to 60 people in support of, and we had about 15 to maybe 18 very loud protesters walking in front of the camera, talking over us. So it was interesting.
Very loud. What attorney did you partner with to file this lawsuit?
So we partnered with former Florida State House Representative Anthony Sabatini. Anthony Sabatini doesn't really pull any punches, and we feel that he'll go after this in an aggressive manner and bring this chapter of this fight to a close.
Mm-hmm. What are the next steps that you're hoping to see with this lawsuit?
Well, first we're going to have to wait to get a reply from the school board. Not sure how fast that comes, probably within a few weeks. And, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes. If we have to litigate it in court, we'll litigate it in court. Our job is to protect the children. Mm-hmm. Minor children shouldn't be reading content as graphic as what's in the Polk County school libraries. There's lots of good books as well. And I want to be fair, there's some good school board members we know that would do the right thing. It takes four. Mm-hmm. All it takes is four members to do the right thing, and we just can't seem to get a coalition of four to stand up to protect children.
Robert, for those who don't know, what's the reasoning behind why Polk CDF is so passionate about getting these books removed?
So during COVID, a lot of parents discovered they didn't really know what was going on in public schools. My children all went to public schools. I was shocked to learn some of the things going on in public schools. Mm-hmm. When we found some content that had very graphic sexual content. We're not talking about, you know, nobody's talking about banning a book. These books are available online anywhere. You could get them in a public library, but our taxpayer dollars should not be funding books about pedophilia, graphic rape, incest, bestiality. That content shouldn't be paid for by taxpayer dollars in public school. We initially asked the superintendent of Polk County to remove the books. He did not, but he made an agreement to do a public challenge. Was not done according to policy, because none of the book challenges that we've done, there's been over 50 books that have been filed challenges on. Not one book that has gone through the challenge process has been done according to their own policy. Mm-hmm. Protesters were outside today with signs that said, follow the policy. If they followed the policy, we probably wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. So eventually, you know, we got the superintendent and our sheriff, Grady Judd, got together, and they came up with a compromise. They would leave the books in the school, but they would require parental permission and they wouldn't be on the shelf. Four school board members privately opposed that. The school board has never taken a public stance, even though the policy clearly states that the school board has to take a public opinion on books that are challenged if it goes to an appeal process. The school board has never done, but four of them behind closed doors told the superintendent they would not support his policy. Three of them are still sitting board members. One of them was outside yelling at us today. So, you know, here we are.
Robert, how is the school board violating the process?
So if you look at their policy, it's policy 2522. Anybody can go on Polk County Public School website and find the policy. It says that the first thing that happens is a parent or a complainant goes to the principal, who may speak to the parent. They don't have to, so that's never been done. The second thing is the county media specialist must have a one-on-one conversation with the parent about their complaint. That has never happened, not once. The next step is that after that interview, that person makes a decision as to whether the book stays or goes. And then the parent can appeal that decision and it goes before a review committee. We are starting with a review committee, and that's where the appeal is. Mm-hmm. So we're starting with the appeal process, and then we have to appeal the appeal, which makes no sense. The review committees are supposed to have a certain amount of people. I think it's 4 district employees, and it names who they're supposed to be. It's supposed to have 3 parents, and it's supposed to have 3 parents or community members. What we're seeing and what makes Polk County in violation worse than most any place else in the state is our county's choosing to put 1 to 3 minor children. So these people are reviewing the content to see if it has sexual content that is harmful to minors, and they have minor children on the review committee. You can't make it make sense. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Could you explain to us what is some of the content that's inside these books?
There's a book called Lucky, and we're going to put out this afternoon, we're going to put out some images with just some excerpts from the books. Lucky is about a man that is raping an 18-year-old woman. He does not use his body part to do it. He uses his arm. And it talks in graphic detail about what it does to her body part and how excited it makes him. And I just can't think I can't think that any human being would think that that's okay for a 13-year-old to have access to on a library shelf with no public permission. Mm-hmm. If we put pornographic movies in public schools, if you put something like that, there would be a huge public outcry. You can't do this. The graphic content that we're finding in these books is more graphic than those movies, yet it's okay because it's in a book form. Mm-hmm. And what you hear from the opposition is they have a bunch of talking points that are none of which are true. They say, oh, well, these people want to ban books. Well, they can buy the book on Amazon. You can buy it on thriftbooks.com for probably a couple of dollars. So all the books are available. They just shouldn't be paid for with our tax dollars and in public school. Mm-hmm. I think most people who are over the age of 25 would say when they were in school, they did not have content about rape and pedophilia that they could go pick up in their public school library. Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to make decisions for parents. Parents can choose those decisions. If they want to buy that book, that's their choice. But we shouldn't be paying for it with taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell our viewers how they can stay up to date on this lawsuit?
Sure. If you go to citizensdefendingfreedom.com and under About, you can look at locations. And if you can scroll down to the bottom, and in Florida, you can see Polk County. If you subscribe to our mailing list or you go look, we're going to provide regular information on our website. If you're on our mailing list, you'll get emailed about it. If you do get on our mailing list, I always provide links to all of our social media. We have a link tree. We have a lot of social media, and we will be posting this everywhere. Okay. If you look for it, you'll find it.
Thank you, Robert. Polk County Citizens Defending Freedom held a press conference in front of the courthouse. Take a look.
Good morning. I want to thank everyone behind me who's here and the press who's here for joining us for this announcement about protecting children from graphic sexual content that remains in Polk County Public Schools. I'm Robert Goodman. I'm the Executive Director for Citizens Defending Freedom here in Polk County. CDF is a national nonpartisan nonprofit organization that was started here in Polk County in 2021. Today, we are now in 6 states and growing rapidly. Our mission is to educate and empower and equip American citizens to defend their liberty at a local level. We work to help citizens engage with elected officials and stand up against corruption in our nation.
A really easy way to describe what we do is to think of us as a giant flashlight shining a light on corruption. The journey that you're learning about today with the library books in Polk County Schools started over 27 months ago in 2021, when we discovered that our school libraries contained graphic, sexually explicit content that was available to minor children that was in violation of Florida State Statute 847-012. In that time, we have discovered and challenged book that contains graphic, sexual, explicit material, including imagery, pedophilia, rape, incest, bestiality, traditional sex, anal sex, oral sex, and more. This material continues to be available to students as young as 13 years old in the Polk County Public School Libraries, paid for by our tax dollars with no parental notification or permission. With the help of Sheriff Grady Judd in early 2022, there had been an agreement with the superintendent to, at minimum, require signed parental permission for this content to be available. While we think that this content should not be readily available to a 13 or 14-year-old minor child, we felt that that was a minimal, reasonable attempt to protect our children. However, without a public vote, four school board members informed the superintendent that they would not take a private vote, but they would not support the sheriff's plan.
For all children.
They would not support the sheriff's plan to protect the children. Three of those board members still sit on the board today. One of them is here walking around in circles disrupting right now. We have seen in other Florida counties where superintendents, school boards work to protect children from extreme graphic sexual content. While we do have quite a few good board members here in Polk County, it takes a majority of four to get something done. Our schools have not followed their own written policies 2522 in a single book challenge in this county, not once. Citizens Defending Freedom, myself, and several complainants have retained legal counsel at this time with former Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini to take legal action against the Polk County School Board to protect the minor children in Polk County. At this time, I'd like to introduce Mr. Sabatini.
Thank you, Robert. Well, good to meet everybody. Good to see everyone here today. It's great to be here in the best county in Florida, Polk County, at the beautiful historic Polk County Courthouse. I'm Anthony Sabatini, Sabatini Law Firm PA, and it's my distinct privilege to represent CDF and other defendants in trying to bring back common sense. You know, a couple years ago, the legislature passed a law saying that the school boards of Florida have complete and total responsibility for all of the materials that are available to children. What we found is this school board has neglected that responsibility. This school board has chosen to allow books that are not borderline pornographic. They are full-blown pornography, okay? These things are highly illegal. There is no books in debate here that anybody would even consider to be art of any form. These are pornographic books that are in the school system. And I need to take a break in my speech to just point out one very important fact. Everybody here is making a reasoned, logical argument of why these books need to be removed. The opponents of this lawsuit, the opponents of this action, are screaming, yelling, violent people, quite literally bumping into protesters, as protesters, bumping into attendees of the protest, and screaming and yelling and interrupting. And this is the problem. This is why there's probably only about 10 leftists left in places like Polk County, because they are completely losing their minds when they're approached with common sense. So back to the lawsuit, we're going to talk a little bit about this. Florida Statute 1006.28 assigns a very distinct duty to school boards. It says school boards have to have a very rational, easy to understand, easy to follow logical process for which people can object to materials and appeal to the decision on those materials, whether they're obscene or not. That is the single issue that that this lawsuit revolves around. Now, Polk County School Board, it's actually almost two hard to track and number the ways in which they violated this statute. They have done quite literally almost nothing other than to pass ostensibly a policy having to do with dealing with book objections, but then doing quite literally nothing that's listed in the policy. That policy is called School Board Policy 2522. And it's about a 3 or 4 page policy that has a host of regulations that potentially the average citizen from Polk County could follow if they wanted to object to an obscene book. The school board has chosen to completely ignore it. The number one thing that they did, the number one most egregious thing they've done, is that the actual review committee itself, no school board member even goes and votes on. So they have completely delegated and absolved themselves of the responsibility of reviewing these books. Now, this lawsuit was filed about 10 minutes ago at 8:55 today. Each of you is going to be able to, once the violent, insane, screaming banshees are gone and they go home to their laptops, they'll be able to read this lawsuit. And what I can tell you is I think every single person that takes the time to read this lawsuit will see that this school board has been negligent and in violation of both Florida statute and their own policies. We hope that the Polk County School Board does two things. Number one, reach out to us immediately and remedy these faults, remedy these ills in their own policies and decide to follow Florida law. If they do not decide to follow Florida law, not only are we going to win in court, they're going to be stuck with attorney's fees for having violated the Sunshine Law of the state of Florida. We're also going to be drafting a letter to the governor for the removal of these school board members, because if you don't follow Florida statute, you're purposely violating the law. And it's absurd what's happening. Now, as to the content of the books, two of the very, very, very many books that have objections laying upon them, only two are detailed in this lawsuit. I would encourage you, if you don't want to lose your breakfast or lose your appetite, read the details of these books. The fact that teenage and elementary school children have access to this book is absolutely completely absurd. It makes no sense whatsoever. And any parent that would allow, and I would say above and beyond the lawsuit, any parent that would allow their 10 or 12-year-old child to read these books should also probably lose parental rights, because it is disturbing that they would allow a kid to read this stuff. My one-year-old daughter, when she reaches the age in which she could read books like this, I will never allow her to read these books. And a good parent would never allow their child to want to read these books. And so this statute has been violated. The policy has been violated. We're asking the school board, like I said before, to do two things. Fix the situation, fix the law, follow the law, and remove these books. Follow the law, remove these books. Those are the two things. They could actually end this lawsuit this week once we hear from them. And like I said, this was filed about 10, 15 minutes ago. You'll get a case number that will be emailed out later today. You'll all have the opportunity to read through it. And we're just, once again, very, very proud to represent these great people. I want to just say hats off to Citizens Defending Freedom and the huge crowd they brought out here today. I know everybody's busy on a Monday, but they took the time because this matters. This lawsuit matters. This issue matters. And our children matter. Our children matter.
Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.